London's seen its fair share of outrageous heists over the years. Banks, diamonds, gold bullion even. All child's play, though, compared to this story from The World's Leo Hornack.
Alexis Turner is a busy man. So busy that when he meets me, he barely has time to stop for a hello.
Are you Alexis? Nice to meet you. And I noticed that the reason you found it a bit difficult to shake my hand was you were carrying an elephant's foot in the one arm.
It's a stuffed elephant foot, a Victorian gentleman's idea of a trash can. The elephant itself probably last used that foot over a century ago. But it's unusual items like this that brought Alexis and his business into the crosshairs of London's criminal underworld.
It never occurred to me that anybody, in fact we used to sort of joke about it really, that nobody's ever going to come in and steal a giraffe because it's a pretty difficult thing to shift at the best of times. So why would anybody do that? I've been in the business now for 25 years. I've never had anything stolen.
Until last year, that is. Alexis's work is taxidermy for hire. Stuffed creatures, great and small.
We're entering.
We're entering the ground floor.
Oh my God, look at this place. If you're looking to rent a full-size king penguin, an Indian fruit bat, or even just a stuffed cat for your fashion shoot or film set, Alexis is your man. His warehouse is something to behold.
And this is where the burglary took place.
Wow. Let's just move that antelope. Yeah. And just go past the lion with the bowler hat. Picture a sort of huge shipping container on Noah's Ark. A camel chills with a sloth. A macaw hangs with a moose.
And this is a giant squid.
That's huge. Yeah. I mean...
Yeah, that's quite a popular one for hire.
If you've seen any exotic stuffed creatures in Harry Potter, Pirates of the Caribbean or Downton Abbey, you've seen Alexis' empire at work. One day last year, he opened up the gates to find that some of the animals had been exiting two by two.
It was about 7:30 in the evening and the gang had actually been on site for a couple of hours beforehand. We had all this on CCTV, so they came in very quickly, backed the van up against the big doors that you can see here.
Just over there behind us.
Yes, and they...
Just behind the ostrich, two of the ostriches and the crocodile.
That's right, and as soon as they got the locks off, they... started loading the animals into the back of the van.
It was quite a haul.
Yes, I mean, they had a couple of giraffes. Both the lions that you can see here were taken. They took the chimpanzee in the top hat, which actually does quite well as a prop.
A rhino head also went missing. But as Alexis is keen to point out, any endangered items like that are only fiberglass replicas. So what was the criminal's game plan?
Well, exactly. I'd love to know, really, because demand for a giraffe is not an everyday request. And if you're trying to sell it down the pub, it's a difficult thing to take down the pub to sell, you know. Much better as a criminal sticking to Rolex watches, I think.
It's possible the gang had the same thought. Alexis alerted the taxidermy community across Britain, and a few weeks later, the police received an anonymous tip-off to visit a remote location. It was a scene worthy of Scorsese.
This anonymous caller called in and gave details of the van that had been abandoned in a field in Essex, just outside London. And the police arrived and opened up the van and found the whole lot untouched, still in the van. So it was a very big relief, really.
The gang's getaway driver was convicted this month for his part in the crime. He got away without jail time, and he refused to squeal on his accomplices, so the rest of the dead sloth gang are still out there. Alexis won't let me describe his new security measures, but I can tell you there are now eyes on you wherever you step in this warehouse.
Oh, and I see just in the toilet there's a full-size stuffed sheep holding the toilet door open.
Yeah, it always catches people by surprise if they ask to use the toilet. They come round the corner and see the sheep.
For The World... Leo Hornack, Wimbledon, London.